It's 10 minutes now before 11 o'clock, and it's a real pleasure to once again welcome musicians from Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. I think three out of four of them have been here before to play. Three out of four of them are from Mount Lebanon, but not the same three out of four. Four out of four of them are tremendous musicians, and you're really going to enjoy hearing them. Just to set the scene for you, we have two violins, a viola, and cello, and you'll get to meet each of the four throughout this segment, but they're going to begin with Beethoven Quartet Number 4, Opus 18. Thank you. Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra members that you just heard include Kevin Silmore Skolnick, Claire Niederberger, Loletta Lee, and Grace Stoken. And what a wonderful thing that was to hear just now here in the studio. And I hope you enjoyed it as you're driving. I saw a lot of nodding heads outside too. Let's meet a few people, and we'll start with you, Kevin. Not only because you're the only guy, but you're closest to me. You're just a little bit away. Kevin Silmore Skolnick, sorry about that. You're a senior at Mount Lebanon?
I am a senior at Mount Lebanon, and it's really great to be here, so thanks for inviting us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Have you thought about life after high school? Do you know what you're doing?
I think I've thought about it too much. I definitely plan on going to college. I've applied to a lot of places. In addition to pursuing music, I hope to major in chemical engineering as well. So I'm a bit of an academic person as well.
Well, I have a degree in chemical engineering. Where have you applied for chemical engineering?
Well, oh, let's see. I have applied to Pitt, Penn State, Princeton, lots of P colleges. I think, let's see what else, Case Western, Cornell, some nice universities.
Yeah, so the P's and the C's. You're not working through the whole alphabet, are you? But I can tell you lots of chemical engineering stories, but actually there's a lot of things you can do with a chemical engineering degree. Those are all good, great schools. And you're thinking of music, too?
Yeah, I'm definitely planning on pursuing music in college, joining university ensembles. Definitely, definitely, definitely. You cannot lose music.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening or acknowledge anybody?
I'll just say hi to my family. My grandparents are listening right now. Hi out there. Hope you're enjoying the music. To my friends who might be listening, please be listening. But other than that...
Great. Well, thank you for being here. You sound terrific. And I'm going to try to get to Claire. We'll see how long my arm is. Claire Niederberger. And by the way, Kevin, I think this is your first time, right? And everybody else has been here before. Claire Niederberger is also at Mount Lebanon High School, also a senior. How are you, and what's new with you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yesterday, I just got back from an audition at the University of Michigan. I'm planning on pursuing a career in music, so that'll be my violin performance will be my major.
How do you think you did?
It went really, really well.
When do you find out?
Within the next couple weeks, they said, so like 3 to 4 weeks.
Terrific. And I've asked this before, but I'm always curious. Are those blind auditions when you do them? Do they see you?
Yeah, there are several judges. There were four in this case, and they just sat there and asked me questions and told me what to play. So.
Okay, so they actually do. I know in many symphonies they do blind auditions without actually seeing the person, so issues of gender or other bias doesn't come up. But I guess when you're being given the opportunity to pay lots of money to get an education, they figure they can do whatever they want to. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hi, Mom and Dad. I hope you're listening. I'm not sure if they are. My sisters are probably asleep right now. But hello to anybody.
Well, they better be listening. That was Claire Niederberger. And we're going to hear one more selection, then we'll talk with the other two musicians, and then we have a third selection. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. Okay, musicians, you can be ready once again. Kevin, can you tell me what this next piece is? We'll hear you if you just say it from there. Okay, Shostakovich Quartet Number 8, the first and second movement. Once again, the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra and Ensemble thereof. There you have a quartet of four fine musicians from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. You met Kevin Selmore Skolnick earlier and Claire Niederberger earlier. And now you're going to meet the two non-violinists, Loletta Lee from Fox Chapel and Grace Stokin, who's playing viola and is from Mount Lebanon High School. Because of my ability or inability to get too close to you, I'm going to hand this to you, if I may, and then have you pass that over. And thank you for doing that. I just handed a wireless microphone over to Loletta. And can you just tell us, it's your senior year, right?
Yep.
And do you know the question of what's happening after school?
Well, I'm going to go on to college, and I'm thinking about majoring in economics or history, but I'm definitely pursuing music as well.
Excellent.
University Orchestra.
Do you know where you want to go?
I applied to a few universities, University of Chicago, Cornell, Princeton, and many more.
And so you're still thinking, so you guys might end up at Princeton together, who knows? Do you want to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody?
Hi, Mom and Dad, Acela.
Well, thanks, Loletta. And if you could just pass the mic over to Grace, and thank you for helping me with that.
Oh, sure.
Grace, it is Stokin or Stokin?
Stokin.
Stokin.
Yep.
I was getting it right all along until I just tried the other way.
Yep.
And you are also a senior at Mount Lebanon High School.
Yes.
And you know the drill at this point. What's life after high school gonna be?
Well, I'm going to college as well, and I'm thinking about double majoring in history and music.
Oh.
Or maybe minoring in music. and then maybe go into law school or something like that.
Yeah, so maybe. We'll that's a good attitude to have. I think I wish I'd studied history more aside. I guess my early education in history was so much memorization of dates as opposed to analyzing and evaluating situations. I wish I had studied more. And I have a lot of friends with degrees in history and really enjoy learning from them things I probably should have learned. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
My mom and dad who are listening. I told my friend Jimmy to listen, so...
Hi, Jimmy. You better be tuned in, Jimmy.
I know, yeah.
Well, what I'll ask is if you could identify what you're going to play next.
We're playing Stephen Stuckey's string quartet, Nell'ombra, Nella Luce, which means lightness and darkness, I think. So I take French, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll listen to you once again. And you can just sort of put the mic wherever is convenient for you. And it's been such a pleasure... These folks ordinarily would be practicing this morning, I think, and you're probably heading back to Heinz Hall to practice. That's where you're going? The Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, once again, on the Saturday Light Brigade. Shorter than I thought, and very nice. Thank you very much. I saw everybody looked at me and said, "We're done." Congratulations. I really hope all of you will keep in touch. Good luck with your auditions. Good luck with chemical engineering and history and economics and lawyering and music and all of those great things. And thank you all so much for being here with us at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Coming up in just a little bit, you are going to get a chance.